It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome, everybody, to Money for Lunch. You know what? I am truly excited because, as the intro says, you know, we feed your brain and your business. Well, today we're going to feed your brain, your business, and really your pocketbook. I think that when it comes to setting New Year's resolutions, making more money, saving more money, investing more money, money in general is like top one, top two, right? It's hot on the what I'm going to do different this year or whatever, right? It is probably one of the most popular, if not the very most popular, New Year's resolution. I'm trying to think, maybe health might be up there, you know, get in shape. But I think, anyway, I think money is probably going to be it. And today, I'm kind of stalling a second here because my monitor is freaking out and I can't see my notes. So I have to give it up a little bit. All right, so things have settled down. So today we have Brandon Krieg on the show. Who is Brandon Krieg? Brandon Krieg is the CEO of Stash. First of all, I love this name. It's easy to remember. We all know what our Stash is. Brandon Krieg is co-founder and CEO of Stash. Brandon started in fintech before it was a buzzword, utilizing technology to improve processes and bring electronic trading to the U.S. equity markets. Prior to co-founding Stash, Brandon spent nearly two decades in financial technology, co-founding EdgeTrade, one of the first and largest electronic trade execution algorithm software firms, later acquired by Knight Capital Group. Most recently, Brandon was head of electronic execution at McGuire Securities Group. While working at McGuire, he and colleague Ed Robinson noticed that the financial service industry made it inherently difficult for people to start investing by keeping the investment world confusing, expensive, and certainly intimidating. In 2015, Ed and Brandon created Stash to fill this gap in the marketplace, empowering individuals to learn how to invest in easy and accessible ways. Brandon Krieg, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you. It's great to be here, and thanks for that warm introduction. As you were saying that, I was thinking about your opening comment about New Year's resolutions and about money, and my big thing that I think about a lot is how people always go into the new year thinking about these resolutions and how important they are. And then over the next few months, try to remember how important they are so you don't forget about them. So you uphold the things that were important to you today should still be important to you in a few months. So just a thought that I was having as you were talking.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? And this is interesting, this whole thing about resolutions or goal setting obviously, a large majority of goal setters out there that says, hey, you have to write down your goals. Otherwise, you know, you can forget about it. And I've heard so many people say, well, if it's important to you, you won't forget. And that's just so not true, because people have forgotten things like court dates, anniversaries. They've forgotten their own birthdays. They've forgotten their children's birthdays. We as humans, we get so distracted, we're doing so many things, we actually forget really important things, such as these resolutions or these goals and why I set them. I had a buddy of mine who was right in the middle of a startup, and he had forgotten that he was supposed to pick up his wife to go to the airport on vacation. So we get wrapped up and things slip. And so anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Just because it's important doesn't mean you won't forget about it. It does happen. And anyway, so Brandon, I'm excited to have you here and talk about Stash. So, well, give me an overview. What is Stash and how does it work? How does it simplify the investment process for people like me who are overwhelmed and confused typically when it comes to investing?
Yeah, everyone. We think that everyone deserves access to financial education, you know, technology, and the tools and guidance to help you build wealth. And, you know, when Eddie and I got together before we started Stash, we spent a lot of time walking around the streets of New York asking people in the street about investing in money. And our question was always, do you invest, do you save? And nearly 100% of the time, we would hear back, I really want to do this, but I'm so confused by it. It's so overwhelming. I don't understand investing or saving. I never learned it, so I'll do it later. And we also kept hearing, I'll do it later when I'm rich. So when we would ask people about, you know, what does rich mean? What is rich to you? No one could answer that question either. So what they would say is, well, I'm not sure. I don't know. So I'll do it later. And so the idea of Stash came right then and there, literally in, on the street, which is we need to help people and we need to give people better financial educations to build wealth. And that really, for us, helps our customers unlock a better future financially for themselves.
Gotcha. All right. So now one of the things I didn't mention is that Stash is a mobile app. So you just download it to your phone. And so walk me through it. I download the app, and obviously I have to fill out some kind of profile, but do I start buying stocks right away? Walk me through the process.
So when we set out to build Stash, we want to keep it simple. We want to make it simple. So you download the app, or you can now go to our website and do it. You open an account in about 2 minutes. And right after you open an account, we present you with several investments that you can choose. And one of the things about Stash is we want our clients to invest what we call it investing with intent, so that you can pick something that you believe in, something that you like, or something that you want as your first investment. And what we did is we dropped the minimums to start to $5. So you can start investing, get off the sidelines with $5. And we'll go out and you'll own that investment. We'll go buy that for you. And it's held in your account, in your name, at our custodian bank. The thing you do next on Stash is, to keep it simple, is you make savings and investing habitual. And we do that with something we call auto stash. So if you invest in something called, let's say you invest in Defending America because you're in the military or you believe in American military companies, you can buy that. And then you can set an auto stash to buy it either every week or every 2 weeks for yourself. And this kind of goes back to what you were saying before about your resolutions and remembering to do things, is that will help you make it habitual. And so the average customer right now on Stash puts between $20 and $30 away every week into their investments. So at the end of the year, you know, our customers will have more than $1,000 they put away. They're practicing dollar cost averaging, or they're doing dollar cost averaging, which is really important because you're not timing the market. You're participating at every price, every week, no matter what the market does, if it goes up or down, and you're learning. So for us, it's all about keeping it simple and giving our customers guidance so they can get on this journey and really start empowering themselves financially.
Gotcha. All right. And not to get too technical, dollar cost averaging, if I understand it correctly, and you kind of, made a reference to it, is that, you know, you're buying the stock, as you said, kind of at every level. So whether the stock is going up or down, you're buying into that stock, and therefore you're spreading that cost over those averages, right? So you might have bought it at $100, and then maybe it goes down a little bit, so you buy it at 95 or whatever that is, and maybe buy it again at 80, and then goes back up, and you buy it at 85. Is that right? Is that what we're doing? We're just spreading that our cost over all those ups and downs?
Yes. And the reason for that is, you know, anybody who tells you that they can predict where the stock market's going to go, you should run away from them as fast as you can. And because nobody knows. I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't know. But what I do know is that the market will go up and down. And so by dollar cost averaging, you said it exactly right. You're participating at lots of prices. You're not timing the market by buying all of it right now this second. Because if you buy it right now, you don't know what the price is going to do later today, tomorrow, next week, next month. But what we do know is we can look at history and say, what has the market performed over, say, the last 100 years? And over the last 100 years, the S&P has performed positive 8% per year. You know, there's no guarantee that that's what the future is going to look like. But by participating at lots of prices, so if you buy it at a dollar and then next week you buy it at 50 cents, your average price is 75 cents, right? And you're continuing to buy it and continuing to mitigate risk by buying it at lots of prices because stashers are long-term investors. We're doing this for the long term. We're not day traders. We're not stock pickers. We're building diversified portfolios to hold for life and build wealth.
I love that. I love it. And so real quick, the website is stashinvest.com, right? Stashinvest.com?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. And so I want to talk about this real quick because when you go to stashinvest.com, you guys have this little tool over there, which I think is so phenomenally helpful, and it's fun to play with, and it's you can kind of play around. It's a little slider, and it's titled Think Big, Start Small. But you mentioned starting off at $5 a week. And you know what? This, I think, is one of those myths. And this is something that I don't want to gloss over because you said, hey, start off $5 a week and make it habitual. And, you know, I remember one of the biggest lessons I ever learned. I'm sitting with my banker. This is many years ago. And he points to a young customer walking in the door, and he said, and he looked at that customer, and he says, hey, that guy is going to be a millionaire. And I said, why do you say that? What does he do for a living? He goes, I don't know what he does, but he comes in this bank every day and deposits into a savings account, and he's made deposits as little as, you know, $4 or $5, but he's in here every week to make a deposit in a savings account. And back to the slider that you have on your website, stashinvest.com, you can see that if I'm investing just $5 a week, at the end of 20 years, I have $8,500. And that's phenomenal. I mean, you know, think about it. $5 a week, you're not going to miss that. At the end of 20 years, you got $8,500. At the end of 10 years, you got $3,200. At the end of 5 years, you got roughly $1,400 in there. And listen, your 12-year-old could start investing $5 a week, and by the time he hits college, he's got college taken care of.
Can I tell you something? I love that you're saying this. I have a pet peeve of mine that makes me absolutely crazy. When I hear people who are told, you can't do this because you don't have enough money, you're not rich, makes me really, really, really crazy. I think that the biggest risk that people have is not doing it by not investing or not saving money. So that guy that's walking into the bank every week to put away a few dollars that he can afford, he's not in a savings account. It's not the best thing to do because he's probably losing to inflation. But he's taking that step, right? He's trying to do something with his life, not saying, well, this isn't for me. I've been excluded. And our biggest thing at Stash is nobody's excluded. Everyone has the right to learn, the right to invest, and the right to prosperity in their financial future. And I think that, you know, if you have $5 to put away a week or 100 or more, whatever your situation is, doing something for yourself is really, really important for your future. And I think that, you know, it's great to think about everybody else, but sometimes everyone needs to sit and think about themselves a little bit, and it's just a good thing to do for you. And you sleep a little bit better at night, knowing you have a little bit of a nest egg put away for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? To me, the reason I wanted to bring you on the show is because I think that Stash back to what we've already talked about, Stash helps anybody to start investing, and they can do it from the comfort of their phone, their app, obviously all of us have a phone nowadays. And what's so nice, back to what you were saying, it doesn't exclude anybody. I mean, whether you are a student, whether you're just getting started in your career, whether you're whatever, no matter where you're at in life, you can figure out some way to invest, you know, and start that process. Because I think that once you start creating that habit and you start seeing the results from that habit, you get inspired to invest more and to, commit to that habit. And I want to talk about this because I think one of the things that bothered people, back to you were talking about the survey, people have a lot of misinformation. Obviously, investing can be scary, and people are just not familiar with the process. So talk about this. How does Stash educate us when it comes to this investment scary hurdle thing?
Yeah. One of the things that you'll get when you open a Stash account is you get access to the Stash Coach.
Okay.
And the Stash Coach is there to give you that guidance as you're starting on your investing journey. So the Stash Coach applies points to different things that you do. So it will give you feedback and tips around how do you build a diversified portfolio. You don't need to know that when you go into Stash. During your journey becoming an investor, the Stash Coach will constantly reinforce the good behavior and help you get on that path of setting up, turning on auto stash, getting diversified, saving extra cash, buying the right investments. People don't need these things. And so we'll teach you on that journey. And also it will give you a lot of core education and things to read that will teach you the fundamentals of investing and saving that you might not have learned at home from your parents and you might not have learned in school, which, by the way, most schools are not teaching this anymore. So, you know, a lot of our customers come to us and say, how do I learn more? So we are evolving with our clients and adding more education and more advanced education as people are now on the platform for, you know, close to 2 years. And we have almost 1.6 million clients now using Stash. So we're really excited about, you know, continuing to grow with our customers.
Yeah, I like this. And you know, what's so interesting is I remember – definitely in high school, the teachers talked about, you know, saving and they started talking about money just very, on a very low level. But we never got into money management. And the example is, I remember our teachers saying, hey, you know, you have to know your math so you can balance your checkbook. And I'm one of those individuals that if I couldn't see the application, then I really struggled with math principles. For example, the negative times a negative is a positive still doesn't make sense to me. And most people cannot give you an application of that. But bottom line is, if somebody was said, hey, we're going to teach you math so you can balance your checkbook, everybody, we're going to pass out checkbooks so we can play around how this works, I think that would have been very beneficial to me, and it would have given me confidence in that area. So, hey, I can apply this to this principle. I can see how this principle is going to be beneficial in my life. And it's a shame that schools are getting further away from this because more and more people need it now more than ever.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 10 years ago, when you went into your bank to open a checking account, they gave you a checkbook, a little ledger. Right? It might have been more than 10. It might have been 15 years ago because you couldn't just go on your smartphone and see your balance. You had to keep track of it yourself, right? And a lot of people don't realize that banks make more than $20 billion a year on overdraft and bounce check fees, right? So, you know, you had to keep track of it yourself or you paid some hefty fees.
Right.
And so as the internet, you know, and smartphones became more prevalent, banks don't give out those little balance ledgers anymore. So it's almost disastrous in some ways that, you know, you can just look online at your balance, but you're not, most people aren't doing the work anymore to understand their cash flow needs into the you know, weeks and months ahead, which, by the way, is exactly the reason that we're building Stash Bank now, because we want to be able to offer more tools to help our clients live better financial lives and get better advice during the month so they understand their money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier about sleeping better at night comes from understanding your money. If you know that you got some money stashed away, that's great. Better that the fact that you know that, hey, I'm earning interest on that money. There's nothing sexier. There's nothing more exhilarating than when your money makes you money, makes you money, right? And this is, yep. You know, I think Albert Einstein says that one of the greatest miracles of man is creating compound interest, you know, and it's one of those things that most of us don't fully understand how it works. But compound interest is wonderful when it's working for you, and it's horrible when it's working against you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but, you know, back to sleeping at night.
Yeah.
Most people in this country can put away a little bit of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did a really fun New Year's resolution top 10 list recently. And there were a lot of really fun things on there that we recommended. But one of them is to set a calendar invite reminder for yourself every week to remind yourself of the things that are important, and just try to put just a little bit of money away every week. You know, if you're using AutoStash, that's a great way to do it. If you do it yourself on Stash, that's great. If you're not a Stash customer, still try to put money away for yourself every week, because it just starts to add up, and it's all about you. It's one of those things in life that's just about you. You know, and I try to say that, you know, the one time a day that I get to talk to myself about things is when I shave, right? It's when I'm looking myself in the mirror, and I remind myself of those kind of really important principles that I need to think about for my day. And, you know, I'm 43 years old. I still have that calendar invite every week saying, hey, put a little money away, because, you know, retirement's going to come up.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that comes before you know it. It just creeps up on you, and you go from graduating college to, you know, and it seems like graduation may never happen, or sometimes people skip college and they do something else. But, you know, once you hit 20, it seems like getting to the age of 20 or 21 seems to drag forever. But then it goes from 20 to 25 to 30 to 40 to 50 so quick, you will not believe it. All right, so I have a question for you. So how does Stash help me buy stocks, you know, at $5 a week or even $25 a week? In other words, does it wait? Let's say I want to buy a $100 stock. Does it wait till I have $100 and then it purchases that stock for me? Or are you buying, like, you know, little slivers of that same stock? Talk about that, please.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we go out and we go out to the market twice a day for our customers. We accumulate all of the orders, get bunched together. We go out to the market and trade in the stock exchanges. We buy or sell, and Kate, let's just say we're buying. Everybody gets the same price, and we do what's called fractional allocation. So in your brokerage account that's open at Apex and Stash, we take the percentage of your money and we give you those shares. So basically, TLDR is we allow fractional buying of shares in the market. So we trade, we have 40 investments on Stash, 39 of them are ETFs or exchange-traded funds, which are bundles of lots of stocks bundled together into one. And we have one single stock, which is Berkshire Hathaway, which we call Roll of Buffett.
Wait, say so that again. You call it what?
We call it Roll with Buffett. So it's, it's a way to buy the Berkshire Hathaway B shares.
Yeah. You know, that's exciting. And if anybody, so if anybody knows anything about Warren Buffett, I think he's America's most prolific, successful investor. And if you can get, if you can start investing in Berkshire Hathaway, you know, that in itself is a miracle. So that's another reason to use Stacks. And by the way, guys, this is the first time Brandon and I have ever met over the phone or over the internet. And I get no remuneration. I'm just excited about this product. And so, interestingly enough, that you mentioned Warren Buffett, because for years I used to subscribe to a couple of investment newsletters, right? And I think total I would spend like $700 or $800 a year on these investment newsletters, and it can be exhausting. When you're trying to do this by yourself, it can be really hard. Anyway, then of course I came across this guy named Warren Buffett and started studying him, and got to the point where when he did the Berkshire Hathaway Bees, I got to the point where I could buy some of those. And bottom line is, I started mirroring what he was doing as much as possible, because I figure, here's a guy, and so I would just figure out, if he's buying Coke, I'm going to buy Coke. If whatever he was buying, I would buy it because I figure, why not model the most successful investor? And anyway, so again, if you're not familiar with Warren Buffett, check him out. I think you'll be excited. And the idea of being able to fractionally own parts of Berkshire Hathaway to me is outstanding. It gives me the goosebumps. I'll get my kids on this. All right, so. Let's talk about this because we've kind of talked about the fact that people, have all these misconceptions, misinformation about investing. When you're looking at somebody, let's say a young person, or somebody asks you, Brandon, when should I start investing? What's your answer to that?
So my answer has always been at 18, because on Stacks, okay, that's the youngest that you can open an account. Although now I'm changing that because we're in the process of rolling out custodial accounts so that parents can open them for children. So I really think it's as early as possible, because you can never save enough money. It's really about starting now, today. That's what I tell people. So really, if you're asking me the question, that means you should be starting, because it's never too early to do this. It's never too early to look after yourself. Because there's so many white papers and articles that have been written about this, but I think a lot about people's retirement, if you're in your late 20s or 30s, and our average Stash customer is 29, and you think out, to what retirement could look like, just living off of Social Security, it's going to be really hard for people. And we think that there's a crisis coming in the years to come with people retiring, because they're just not going to have enough money. But if you supplement that with your own savings and your own type of retirement account, which is why we opened Stash Retire or launched Stash Retire, every dollar you put away for yourself makes a difference. And you're not paying taxes on it when you pull it out. So I think it's never too early to start. You just need to start. That's really, and I feel really strongly about that. And, there's over 100 people at Stash. We all believe in that, and we all would do anything to help empower more people to start.
And by the way, I have to, ditto those comments. The earlier you start, the better it is for everybody. And I love the fact that now we can open up a custodial account. Okay, so let's talk about this. And again, you hinted to this when we were talking about the gentleman who was coming into the bank and putting away $4 or $5 every week or whatever he could afford every week. And you mentioned that savings is better than nothing, but sometimes you can lose money because of inflation. So I want to talk about I want to get your thoughts on saving versus investing. Kind of give us the, an overview on that. Why invest versus savings, even though I've already kind of tip the hat, but go ahead and give us some thoughts.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so on Stash, we have a savings product as well that will help you save. It's called Smart Save.
Okay.
Our philosophy around saving and investing is, the first thing that we want people to do is have a rainy day fund in cash. So ultimately, if you could pull this off, it's great. It would be great to have 3 months of money stashed away in cash in the Stash app so that the money is away from your bank account and you're not going to spend it on a binge purchase or outside of an emergency. And that's riskless cash, right? Because cash and Stash is insured by FDIC with their partner.
Nice.
The investing side, look, markets don't just go up. Markets go down. And so, we push our customers to buy what we call their mix. And their mix is a well-diversified investment on Stash, which invests in equities and bonds and treasuries in the U.S. and overseas. So you get exposure to lots of different asset classes by buying one thing. And that will go up and down. Now, when you think about difference between saving and investing, we like to look at the long term, right? Because again, there's no guarantees of the future, but looking at the past, the S&P has been up 8% over the last 100 years. And so small movements in the market will happen, but over the long haul, we like to think that the market will continue to rise and you'll outperform what's called inflation. Inflation, in its simplest thing is, I'm in my early 40s, so I've seen this, is if you think about the price of a bottle of milk at the store, the cost of labor to produce that milk, the cost of the gas to truck the milk to the store, everyone's prices go up over time. If your cash in the bank isn't growing faster than in my example, than the price increases in milk, then you're not outperforming inflation. And I believe inflation right now is about, 1.5% annually right now?
I believe so.
Right. So if your interest in the bank isn't more than inflation, you're not outperforming inflation. So savings accounts are good to have a short amount of cash that you need for an emergency. And we like to see a good, healthy balance of people putting money into their investments for the long term, for big purchases, for major life events down the road that you're kind of optimizing for or saving towards.
So I want to drive this point home. So inflation is roughly 1 or 1.2% right now. And right now the bank savings are what, like at 0.25?
If
it's not even a
full major banks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quarter of a percent or something. And I was at my local bank, and they have like a one-year CD. And I believe if you commit to a one-year CD, they give you 0.5%. And I could be wrong, might have been a little bit more. And then if you did a five-year CD, then they guaranteed you 1% or something like that. That means they want you to tie up your money, and they're not going to come close to beating inflation. At best, if you're lucky, they may keep up with it. But still, back to what you're saying, there's nothing wrong with having, hey, I'm going to put whatever, X amount of dollars in the bank just for an emergency when I need to access it. I don't, and so I don't care whether I earn 1% or 5% or a point per, or whatever, no percentage at all. It's just my emergency money as opposed to here's my investment money that I'm going to retire with. That should really be in an investment account so average people could take advantage of the market growth.
Yeah, and, everybody has their own financial situation and their own financial needs. CDs are, typically for people who are completely risk adverse.
Right.
But most CDs right now also have an early withdrawal penalty. So if you need the money – for an emergency, they hit you with an additional fee. Not all of them do, but most do. And so, you could also, we have an investment on Stash. We call it Uncle Sam. You can invest in U.S. government treasury bonds. And those rates, go up and down, but they're still paying a significant amount of money. And so I think, cash in a savings account is important. And then building your Stash with investments is also really important. And most people can do both. On Stash, on the Stash platform, we help you do both. We help you save cash for a rainy day and help you invest for the long term. And so I just think it all comes down to starting, though. You know, the problem is that, and I said it before, is that, you know, close to 60% of people that live in America can't come up with $400 for a medical emergency. That's really scary. And I have to tell you, I think about this all the time. And how do we help people with that problem? And so, you know, and 60% of America is a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we created Stash. I mean, we don't think about the top 10% of Americans. We're thinking about the 90% of America who needs more help, needs to learn, and needs to get off the sidelines and start doing more with their money, no matter how much they have.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, they can go to stashinvest.com if you want to go to the website. Or if you want to download the app, you go to the App Store or Google Play, and you can download the app there. And when you guys were thinking of Stash, was your first inclination to go mobile? Was that the original intent?
Yeah. I mean, we're evolving as a company, and what we're finding is our customers are giving us a ton of feedback as we evolve. But
yes,
financial education and getting people to start investing from day one has been our intention. And what we're finding is as we build a better and bigger relationship with our clients over time, you know, we're getting asked for more help across our clients' full financial lives. So we have a lot of big plans for the future. We're really excited about 2018 and beyond, and kind of helping and really just helping our clients more.
You know what? And I really do appreciate your your passion, because I think 60% is a low number. I think it's more like, I don't know, 80% of people would struggle to come up with $400 or $500 in an emergency. I think the statistics out there is that the average American saves 2% or some ridiculous number. And you know, I think that sometimes we get distracted. We as consumers, as citizens, get distracted with President Trump tweeting this and tweeting that. And yes, the government can affect you, but bottom line is you still have responsibility to protect your future. And, you know, you mentioned about Social Security is not going to happen. I invest knowing best for my future, because if Social Security is there, I consider that pure gravy, and we're going to party with that money. But I'm counting on Social Security not being there, not the way it was for like my parents anyway. It may be there on some level, but I think that you really, if you care about your future, your family, you got to be serious and start taking care of it, because that's it. There's nobody else out there that's going to protect you better than you.
I you are so right. I mean, I think about this a lot. I moved to New York back to New York in my early 20s. I didn't have any money at all. And I started putting money away, you know, the same as today, on a regular basis. And I have invested through multiple presidents, multiple wars, multiple recessions, the Great Recession, blackouts, just all kinds of things have happened, good things and bad things.
Right.
But the one thing that you know, I've seen lots of ups and downs, and the one thing that makes me feel really good is that I started doing this, right? Because now I think about the position I was in when I was in my early 20s. Now I'm married and I have children and I have different responsibilities. If I didn't take the steps years ago, then I don't think I'd be sitting at Stash right now, able to help my co-founder and I and everyone else at Stash to help 1.6 million people. You know, and I think a lot about, you know, the evolution of my life and how I just want to share this with everybody, because everyone deserves a better financial future. And I really feel strongly that people just need to take control of it. Technology and access is open now, and there's so much opportunity for people, and just don't miss that opportunity, because you don't want to sit 20 years from now. You made a comment before how fast life can go. You don't want to be sitting down 20 years from now going, man, I wish I did something when I was younger. Don't do that.
Yeah, and I think that there is a story out there, and I think this is – I think every investment financial retailer, salesperson, consultant knows this story, and it goes somewhat like there are two brothers. They are twin brothers, and one started saving and investing at the age of 20, and he invested for 20 years and stopped at the age of 40. The other brother started saving and investing at the age of 40, and he stopped at the age of 60. And the difference between the two, even though it sounded like they invested and saved at the, you know, the same whatever level, by the time the first brother was at the age of 70, he had like almost $2 million more than the brother who started saving at the age of 40. So that it makes a huge difference the sooner you start.
Yes, I agree completely. You have to start. You have to do it. It's accessible now. These things were not accessible years ago.
Yeah, and I love this idea, ladies and gentlemen, of having this fractional ownership, this ability to buy a stock, we call it a fraction at a time. And again, you can check out stashinvest.com and see how it meets your needs. But I'm excited about it. I'm so glad that you stopped by. All right, so let's talk about this. You know, as far as the way that I should start investing, is there a, investing 101 there at Stash? I mean, so here I am. I don't know anything about investing. I signed up for Stash. Now what?
So you open an account. Investing 101 will be presented to you in the app. So there's an onboarding training. But when you open the account, it's going to recommend an investment to you. And that recommended investment is going to be based on your risk profile and how the app thinks about you based on the way you answer the questions when you sign up. And it's either going to be conservative mix, moderate mix, or aggressive mix. And you buy that mix, and that's a good first step. And then the coach will start giving you feedback about what to do next. And I think it's just, we don't want investing to be overwhelming or confusing. So once you buy your mix, you'll get presented with a lot of education. And that mix is really your foundation. We like to call it a cradle to grave investment. It's one of those things that you keep getting to and you hold it, right? Because it's a well-diversified product. And you keep putting money into it. As far as education goes, there is so much really great content and education that we write in-house to help our clients learn about the things they're doing. Because one of the coolest stories I get is, you know, we'll talk to our customers and we'll hear, you know, that for the first time ever, you know, investing is now a dinner table conversation, whereas it was never talked about before, right? There's a fun fact that new couples in a relationship will be more open to talk about how many people they've slept with before they'll talk about how much money they have saved up. So money is a taboo, right? Money's a taboo type of conversation that people really haven't talked about because it's overwhelming and people don't really understand it. So when we hear stories now that people are talking about investing and sharing their investing stories and feeling more confident, that makes us feel really proud and really great.
Absolutely. And again, this is one of those things where, you know, investing, having a chunk of money that is growing for you is so vitally important. You know, we cannot stress it enough. You can take it from an individual. I think I did everything incorrectly. And I'm sure I was pretty average. You know, I didn't start saving. When I got out of college and, you know, saving for my retirement is something that old people did. I just, you know, it just didn't seem to even, it could not enter into my into the fabric of my consciousness. You know, I had suffered through college, fine, you know what I'm saying, and so now I'm out, I have a great job, I'm making money, I want to, you know, I want to, I had a clunker of a car, so I wanted to buy a car, and, you know, I wanted to do some travel, and so we did some of that stuff. Looking back, certainly, man, I regret, wholeheartedly regret not understanding money and not saving and investing earlier. That is one of my big regrets. And I hope that people listening today, no matter where you're at, whether you just started a business, whether you're working in a business, whether you're just starting your career, you'll start investing. And again, stashinvest.com may be the place for you. I want you to go check it out. I'm grateful for, again, Brandon, that you guys created it, for you and Ed creating this, because it does give people a chance to invest and to save without it being scary or overwhelming. Geez, $5 a week or $25 every 2 weeks. You know, it's not, it doesn't get simpler than that. You there? Kind of.
Sorry, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So no, I was just saying that, you know, at $5 a week or $25 every 2 weeks or whatever, it doesn't get much simpler than that. It's you guys got it down.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the kind words, and you know, we're not the smartest people in the world. We're kind of reinventing just classical ways that people should be handling their money, and doing it in a new way. I just think openness and keeping it super simple is kind of our focus, and we're purists in a lot of ways. We want to keep the process simple. We just want more people to start and get on that journey. And I look at our customers now, and I see that, for a lot of them, you know, they never thought they could do it. Now they have, you know, they have a good amount of money put away. And again, everyone's financial situation is different. Everyone has a different amount of money that they can afford to put away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just do it. That's the most important thing.
And I think, we cannot stress that enough. It doesn't matter. Just start building that habit, building that muscle, and it gets bigger and things get easier. All right. So they wanted me to ask you this. Why should someone sign up today at stashinvest.com? Do you guys have anything special lined up? Anyway, let's talk about this.
The reality is that every day is a special day for you. and that's the reality of it. It's just super important to start. And I think that, you know, the most important thing is to get going and sign up. And I just think that it's the beginning of 2018. And, you know, I think that your question is great. It's special because today should be special for you. And to take control of your money and take control of your finances is exactly why Eddie and I quit our jobs to start this company. You know, and I think it's why close to 1.6 million people have signed up for it now. And it's still early days for us. So we expect a lot in 2018.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this. I'm going to kind of have you put your CEO hat back on, startup company hat back on. So here you are, you and Ed say, hey, we're going to launch this. Did you guys quit your jobs right away? Did you start growing this part-time? Talk about your journey from idea to pulling the trigger to where you're at today.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie and I worked together at Macquarie Bank, which is a very large global brokerage and investment bank. And so we couldn't build this at Macquarie. And so we liked each other, which is always important for co-founders. You need to be friends because, you know, partnership with the co-founder is just like a marriage. And so we decided that we wanted to take a crack at investing. We didn't quite know what we wanted to do, but we knew we couldn't do it while we were working full time. So we both went to our wives and got approval to leave. And my wife is like, basically, I can't listen to you talk about this anymore. Go do it. And, yeah. And so we resigned. We left as friends with our old employer, which was really important to both of us. And Eddie had spent 10 years at Macquarie Bank. And Eddie was Eddie ran a trading business there in Australia, Hong Kong, and London before he moved to New York. So he was all over the world for Macquarie. And, yeah, I mean, literally for us, it was really about problem and problem, pain and painkiller. Mm-hmm. So we needed to find out what the pain was to then go out and produce a painkiller for the pain. And so we really, really focused on the problem. And we followed, for the listeners to this, there's a book that's incredible. It's called Lean Startup.
Yeah.
Lean Startup is a fabulous book that we use as kind of our mantra. We still do, actually. I mean, we don't want to do anything unless it's fixing a problem or solving a pain. And so we did a lot of research, both qualitative and quantitative, to find out what the problems were, you know, with people in when it comes to their money. And once we found out that, again, investing wasn't relatable and confusing and overwhelming, it was kind of in line with what we were originally thinking, and we got the validation, and then we went to work on what the solution would be. And for us, the solution was, you know, about simplicity, keeping it simple. So it's been it's not all been that easy, right? With any startup, you know, business that's been growing at this scale, there's always things that we have to think about, you know, and we use a no ego rule here where it's okay to try things, and it's okay to be wrong, as long as we're willing to recognize, you know, where we went wrong and iterate on that and continue to evolve the product for our customers. So it's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. It's been great.
Sure.
And that's me wearing my CEO hat.
And so I think in the introduction, I think I mentioned Macquarie Securities, but it's how did you pronounce it?
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I cut out for some reason. So in the intro, I mentioned Macquarie Securities, but I mispronounced that. It's
Macquarie.
What is Macquarie. All right, English is my second language, so Macquarie people there, don't take offense to that. Okay, so you guys quit your job, and excuse me. I like the fact that you went to the boss there to, you know, and got permission from the wives. This is important. It's important for several reasons, because we all know that when, you know, our wives aren't happy, nobody's happy. And it's also important to have their support when you're doing stuff like this, because if they give you that approval, that means they bought into it. And when things get tight they kind of gave you permission. And so they own that, that part of that stress. I think that's important. So you quit the company, and now you said, okay, we're going to build this platform called Stash Invest. And it took you what, a day, a minute, a year? How long before you actually launched the product? How long did it take you and Ed to actually have the, the mobile app up and running?
It took us about 6 months.
Okay.
From the time we left and started figuring it out till the time we launched it. It was a lot of work. I mean, we literally slept in our office for 6 months with our team. And we learned a lot, and we iterated constantly during the time before we launched it, right? So the product that we originally had to help our clients changed a lot before we launched. It's because we were user testing the product constantly along the way. So we would design something, come up with an idea. We'd go show it to customers to see what they thought before we actually put it into code. And so that helped us a lot be more confident when we launched that we were kind of hitting on the problem or solving the problem that people were having.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Okay, and so 6 months, you released the first version, and you guys have been up and running now for roughly 2.5 years?
Yeah. Well, we launched late October of 2015.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's 2 years and a few months. Yeah. Not quite 2.5 yet.
Okay. And so like a lot of online companies, is your biggest cost client acquisition?
There's a lot of cost to running a business like this. You know, we're to build a company like this, you can't do it by yourself, right? It takes a lot of very skilled people across, you know, different groups from marketing to engineering to product to cybersecurity to legal and compliance to brokerage operations to customer service. There's a lot. We have a lot of people here. It's well over 100 people now. That's a big cost. Marketing is another big cost. But what we're finding more and more as we grow is that a lot of our new customers come in because friends are telling friends about the product on their own. Because, again, it goes to that confidence thing that people that never thought they could do this are now doing it. And so we're finding that our marketing has been actually coming down as more people talk about it with their friends or family. And then, you know, just running a platform like this is expensive. So there's a lot of cost to running a business like this. And we believe in pure transparency when it comes to where we make our money. So, you know, there's no hidden room here or black box. We're making extra money. We charge $1 a month for our product. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. And by the way, I want to say this to your people in the social media marketing. I don't know if it's a full-time person or do you guys outsource that. So the way I found out about Stash was somebody from Stash kept remarking or liking my stuff on Instagram. And I had to figure out what the heck is this thing called Stash? And so from there, I just kind of kept an eye on it. And I thought, man, we got to get these guys on the show. And, you know, I definitely wanted to do it at the beginning of this year because I think it's so apropos when people are thinking about saving and investing money. StashInvest.com may be the perfect fit. Brandon, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. I want to wish you and Ed the best of luck and love to have you back in about 6 months and get a kind of, what do you call it, a catch-up.
Yeah, one thing I do want to say is that we actually have a code for the listeners.
Okay.
It's INVT3. And if you put that in after you sign up, Stash will give you $5 to make your first investment. So your first investment will be on us. So it's
okay.
INVT3.
So we have India, Nancy, Vector, Thomas.
Three.
The number
yep,
three.
Yep, number three. Yep.
So India as in invest, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, T as in Tom, and then the number three, and you get the first $5 on Stash. I love it. Thank you so much for doing that. And hopefully everybody will use that code and save themselves, you know, like you said, get the first trade on you. I think that's fantastic. And like I said, I'd love to bring you back in 6 or 7 months and kind of get an update.
I would love that. This has been so much fun, and I really appreciate this great conversation. It's been great.
You bet. I've enjoyed it so much, and we'll make sure you guys get links and everything, and we'll put all this information in the show notes. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Good stuff there from Brandon Krieg, CEO of Stash at StashInvest.com. We want you to use that special code so you can get some free money. So that's I as in India, N as in Nancy, B as in Victor, T as in Tom, and the number three. And when you sign up, put in that code, and you'll get that $5. And again, I don't get any remuneration. I'm going to sign up because I want to try it out. And I love having my money grow, and hopefully you do too. And it might be something that you want to try it out and see how it works for you. As always, we're grateful for you being here. Please share the show with your friends and family. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.